Pack your bags because we're going on a trip as Mr. Facts goes to Washington. Hear your host as he shares his adventures in D.C. to educate CMS on a proposed rule impacting digital cloud faxing technology. And now, here's your host, John Nebergall.
Hello, and thanks for tuning in today. I'm John Nebergall, Senior Vice President and General Manager here at eFacts. And on this series, we've been discussing my travels to Washington, D.C. to meet with officials from CMS, as well as congressional stakeholders on a proposed rule that could dramatically impact digital cloud faxing technology. Now, today, I want to speak specifically about that technology, the digital cloud fax technology that we currently use, the value of that, and why it's important for interoperability. Over the last two podcasts, we've talked a little bit at high level about why fax is important. We've talked about the set of rules that have come into play to put fax in a position where it really is struggling for recognition as an electronic alternative to paper. Now I'd like to talk a little bit about the technology itself and why it's important and in fact, you know, what can be done with it. So, you know, fax is a technology that goes back, you know, literally 100 years, because the technology for being able to transfer information in the form of an image over a set of phone lines goes back to the time of the telegraph. And the idea here is that you have a electronic means of creating and putting an image into a format that can be sent over essentially telephone wires and be rendered on the other end if you have a device that could unscramble the image that just came across the phone line and render it as a document. Now, when you start thinking about fax and the idea that documents have to be rendered as documents being physical pieces of paper on each end, you get into part of the problem that fax poses when thinking about it in a medical context. If you've been in a physician's office or in a pharmacy or at a lab, I think it's impossible to be in one of those places and not see a fax machine. The reality is that very often fax is the most comfortable way for healthcare providers to exchange information. It's been in use for years. They have built the way that the work in their office is organized around the idea that they're going to receive documents from a fax machine. And in fact, when you think about the way that an office might operate, the information that comes in on fax machine is often brought to the physician for signature, is filed away, and is scanned into a computer system. And all of those flows are actually very comfortable for the folks that work in that environment. The other thing about fax is that there's a level of security associated with the transmission, because the way that fax is rendered and the way that fax gets from point A to point B as an image that gets it turned into an electronic format is highly secure just in and of itself. So when you think about the kinds of data breaches that you hear about from time to time, where hackers are able to get themselves into a position where they can siphon off data from an internet provider, or, you know, that there've been big hotel chains that have gotten hacked. There've been, you know, your hardware retailers that have gotten hacked, those kinds of things. That they're stealing information that is coming across as machine information, you know, ones and zeros. It's the ability to capture that data and make sense of it through electronic means. Fax poses a different problem if you're a hacker. And the way I usually talk about it with people is, you know, one of the things that you'll find on many websites now to prove that you're a human being and not some sort of program that's trying to hack them is they'll show you an image and they'll ask you, put your little box down there and say, you know, type the numbers that you see above, right? or they show you a picture with a bunch of different scenes in it, and they say, you know, click on the ones that have a traffic light. If those kinds of security measures are put in place because, for the most part, hackers have a real hard time reading an image. Well, they can see data streams, and they can siphon data streams. You know, an image is sort of this lock that is very difficult for them to quickly interpret. And because what fax is actually doing is transferring an image from point A to point B, not a data stream of the words, but an actual image, it makes it much more difficult for hackers to be able to hack into that and steal the data. The second thing that gives you an advantage is that in moving information, very often with fax, and by definition with fax, fax traverses the telephone network, the same voice communication network that you use to make telephone calls when you pick up the phone. It's not traversing the internet per se. It's going from point A to point B via a route that typically takes voice information from point A to point B. So again, not really the target of where a hacker is going to go. If you're a hacker and you want to, you know, find somebody's personal information, you're going to tend not to do it via phone lines. You're going to go to places where there's a much richer opportunity to be able to find that information. And also, you're going to not want to necessarily have to deal with deciphering things that are sent in images as fax is. So fax has some natural ability to be a more secure way of communicating from two points electronically. The addition of being able to start to rather than to have an image that is on a piece of paper fed to a fax machine, but in fact take an image off of a PC, a Word document, an Excel file, a patient record, is where you start to get into the paperless application of fax technology to move information from one point to another. So when you get to the computer age and you have two devices that can speak to each other, you've got now an opportunity to say, well, if I've got a computer document, a computer image, rather than printing that out and running it through a fax machine, I can just apply technology and say fax with the click of a mouse and send that document through this secure network of telco providers to a receiver on the other end. All I need on both ends of this is a telephone number that is going to allow me to send it from point A to point B. It's very simple in that you don't need any electronic equipment to be able to do this. You can literally do it from any computer because they speak fax naturally. The ability to send and receive a fax document doesn't require really all that much specialized hardware, and certainly doesn't require any of the sophisticated kind of interfaces that are used in healthcare to be able to decipher electronic data being sent between systems or between providers. So the digital cloud fax technology, when applied from computer to computer, is secure, it's paperless, and it is something that is already widely adopted throughout all of healthcare. In fact, the last numbers that I saw, which were numbers that were published by Direct Trust. Direct Trust, by the way, is a trade organization focused on promoting direct secure email transmissions within healthcare. And what Direct Trust said is that they estimated that somewhere around 350 million patient records annually were being exchanged via their direct protocol, about 350 million. And what they saw is that currently, on an annual basis, there are about 9 billion faxes. So 350 million electronic transactions, 9 billion faxes. Roughly 25 to 1 inside of healthcare, fax is still being used as the go-to protocol. Now, the reality is that much of that is the paper kind of fax. Much of that winds up being fax that is sent a machine to a machine, or if one end is using a digital cloud fax technology, it renders itself in the machine. And the whole point that CMS and the government generally is interested in changing is to get rid of anything that's paper-based. And since the majority of fax being exchanged now in healthcare is via paper, it makes sense, CMS's point of view, to target fax as something that they don't want to have continue to proliferate and, in fact, want to promote alternatives to fax. Our point of view here is a little bit different in that if you're targeting the fax machine, we get it, right? If you're targeting fax the protocol, you're really throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Fax technology is a technology. It's not the machine. Fax technology is secure for the reasons that we just talked about, and it's well proliferated throughout all kinds of devices. Your mobile phone can send and receive fax, your tablet can send and receive fax, your PC can send and receive fax, your EMR system sends and receives faxes, and all of those can be done paperlessly. You just have to be able to have the right kind of service set up to be able to do that. Now, talking about fax service. So as you see those paper machines that CMS wants to get rid of, you realize that each of those has a physical phone line running to it. So a physical phone line to a physical machine, it costs money. If you have a phone line running to your business, or if you have a phone line running to your house, you're being charged by the phone company to have that line. The beauty of digital cloud fax technology is that you can have the phone number without the line. So if you think about it, immediately adoption of digital cloud fax technology saves you a monthly charge that you're going to have no matter what, because you've got a phone line. Used or not, you've got that phone line, you've got a phone number, you're going to get charged for it. In a digital cloud fax environment, you can have the phone number and you don't wind up with a line charge. So that's the first advantage, if economically for you as a provider. The second thing is that you immediately begin to eliminate paper. Paper is expensive. When you start thinking about all of the sheets of paper that run off a fax machine, those pieces of paper, you know, add up to the paper order that you have to make every month or every quarter and runs through, again, a cost of a quarter to a half a cent every time that you get a fax because you're using a piece of paper. The third advantage is that you don't have to use toner anymore. Let's face it, toner is expensive. You wind up running through these toner cartridges time after time. And the fact is that you've got a real cost the more that you print. And given that a fax machine is using toner, the more faxes that come off that machine, the more toner you run through, you're adding another cost to your business. And then finally, as a provider, the faxes that come in are very often scanned into an EMR system. So imagine, if you will, that you've got a fax machine, you're paying a line charge, you're paying for paper, you're paying for toner. The fax comes in, you take the paper off, you go to a scanner, you scan the fax in, so it goes into your EMR system, right? It becomes an electronic document at that point, into your EMR system. And now what do you do with that piece of paper? Well, you shred it. So what have you just done? You've spent money to have a phone line, to print it, to have a person go and scan it. And now after scan, it goes in the shred pile, and you're probably paying by the pound to shred the paper that you just paid for to be able to receive the fax. Now think about this in terms of digital cloud fax technology. No phone line. It comes in as an image that is immediately fileable into your EMR system. Nothing has to print. It renders on your machine. And in fact, every EMR lab medication system accepts this digital image, digital fax image naturally. So the advantages of digital cloud fax technology are that not only is it secure and is it paperless, it immediately starts saving money for the practice that adopts digital cloud fax technology. And frankly, the digital cloud fax technology is the same protocol that they've been using. You're just eliminating the machine and all the costs associated with the machine. So with that in mind, those advantages, when we started to talk to CMS, were part of the education process. When I adopt electronic tools to send things via direct, when I adopt electronic tools to send things via HL7, there's a lot of cost involved. There's things I have to buy. When I adopt digital cloud fax technology to move information from point A to point B, there's a lot of costs that are avoided. And that is the key for understanding why, especially when you get to rural communities or economically impacted urban communities, that the attractiveness of secure digital cloud fax technology far outweighs the attractiveness of other kinds of electronic protocol for the exchange of information, and certainly is much more attractive than the fax machine itself. So I'm glad that we were able to spend a few minutes to talk about the technology, digital cloud fax technology specifically, its advantages, and why it's an important technology for healthcare to adopt as part of an overall strategy for eliminating paper in the practice.
Thank you for joining me today, and stay tuned for more of my travels to Washington as our series continues.
Be sure to tune in to all the Mr. Facts Goes to Washington episodes. Find more information on the program page at healthcarenowradio.com. Learn more about eFacts at enterprise.efacts.com or follow them on Twitter and LinkedIn at eFacts Corporate.